Right, did I tell you, Paul Rowley? Back in business after dropping down to seventh. We're back to fourth, I believe, now. And that was some effort from your players.
Well, it's been tight all along, hasn't it? So it's still tight. But like I said out there, we're masters of our own destiny again, fourth. And tough game. And I thought we did remarkably well. And it's a good day for the team. Worked hard, maintained a proud record at home. But a good day for the club as well. I thought the fans came out in force, just under fives. I think it's a fantastic number at home. And I thought they created a fantastic atmosphere. And what I appreciated is they made the feelings known in important moments. We didn't get the outcomes we want from that noise and anger at times, but that's what we want. We want a team that and a support that's exactly like that. I thought they were fantastic. I'm really pleased for the supporters today.
Took you a bit to get going in that first half. It took you about 10 minutes to get hold of the ball. I think they had sort of five sets of six back to back, didn't they?
5 minutes they had the ball for, but taking the two at the end of it, I thought it did more for us mentally. And then after that, I thought we controlled everything.
You didn't have a lot of possession in that first half, but you took your chances when they came, didn't they? That was important.
Well, we did. We did after the 5 minutes. We did. But when you look at the stats at half time, then your possession's down, your territory's down, all them sort of things. But where was it? I mean, 100% completion at half time. So we couldn't have done a lot more. We had a tough start. Like I said, 5 minutes. But they took the two, they couldn't break us, and like I said before, I thought we grew from that.
Resilience in that second half as well. You built up a nice lead, you turned the screw at the right time, and that's important, you know, with playoffs and things like that coming up, to be intense. You stayed in that battle and sort of dominated Catalan.
And that's what Catalan do well. They get in a cycle, and they've got to two finals recently and narrowly lost them both, but the reason they're so competitive and so good is they're a strong team that they're comfortable in the cycle and getting the washing machine and strike at the, you know, when you're under fatigue. And I thought we challenged that. We didn't run away from it. We flipped that on its head and took them on at that strategy. And I thought we showed some fortitude and some toughness. And then, you know, so territory, possession, and execution when you get the right area of the field. And I thought we nailed them.
Funny game that, really, you know, with all the cards that have been dished out this year. It's been like Christmas, hasn't it? But that game, we saw somebody put in report, high tackles, and nothing was given. It was refereed a bit old school, wasn't it?
Well, I've got to say, I much prefer having sides with 13 players on the field. Mm-hmm. But I've also got to say, it looked nothing like any other game I've seen this year.
No.
Including last night, including our game at Magic, as the, you know, same official. So I enjoyed it in that respect. But it's slightly different.
Is that difficult for you training your players, or could you get told to tackle one way, you get told to do one thing?
No, because what I've learned at this club is we expect the worst. We know we'll never get any favours, and we didn't get any. But I felt that we responded to every bit of, whether you want to call it, perceived injustice, or where one might think going off. Going off what we see week in, week out, day in, day out, going off what we saw last night, where you're expecting a card to come and then it's put on report, as they've dug deep for that one. I don't think it ever fazed us or ever rattled us, which is a credit to the lads.
I think Sam Tompkins came on, tried to rattle you, tried to rattle the referee. Your players, though, did you proud there. I thought they stood up and they played so professionally.
Yeah.
And like Max needed their dropping a goal. Mm. It was just composure, wasn't it? You weren't going to lose that game. You weren't going to let anybody rattle you.
I think that's really important. I think, you know, they've got a strong character there in Sam, who probably at that time, to make a change or make a difference, we needed rattling and unsettling and knocking off our stride. So to resist that and remain professional, as you just pointed out, is a credit again to the lads, and it's exactly what required. We needed to prevent chaos. Chaos would have suited them. We didn't allow them to create it.
I thought they were going to give that try at the end to Ethan Wright.
Yeah.
Because they'd looked at it for ages. Then they showed the grounding just to tease us and then disallowed the try.
Well, it went up as no try, didn't it? So I think that's defining in most cases, isn't it? So, and I'll be honest, I was walking down from the gantry, so I mean, it was still being decided when I got down, so it was a long one, but Yeah, it is what it is.
Can you tell us anything on Sam Stone? I know you lost him early doors in the game. Bit of adversity. Yeah, he come out before and said, mentioned something to me about a scan. What's he injured then?
He got a stinger in his shoulder, so I think he's been struggling with a little discomfort in that and patching it up, you know, week to week. But they can come and go as quick as they can come. So hopefully, keeping him off the field, we've protected him, and you know, hopefully he'll be back for next week, if not the week after.
Another big trip to Hull. We've been there loads of times this season. Hull next week, another massive game. You've got to keep that intensity up. I know they're struggling, but it's important we go there and do a job.
Yeah, well, like I said, they had a bad result last night, and so it's typical us. I'm sure players will be back from fitness, and we'll get to face Hull at the best next week. They'll want a response. They're back at home, but we're kind of used to always facing teams at the best, so it's another huge challenge. But yeah, we've just got to keep turning up.
We've still got a bit more improvement in us, haven't we?
Yeah, always. There'll never be a finished article, will there? But all I know is we're on a journey and we don't want it to end yet. This group of players is enjoying the rugby, and like I said, we don't want the journey to end.
And so are you, aren't you? I can see. Can tell.
Enjoying it.
I can tell. Thanks very much for speaking to us, pal. I'll see you all, mate.
Cheers.
Thank you.
That were it.